Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shayla. May I please have your zip code to locate your account?
Okay, I'm sorry. What did you say your name is?
It's Jayla, J-A-Y-L-A. And may I please
Jayla.
Have your zip
okay,
code?
Thank you. You need, what do you need my zip code? 17403.
17403, your first and last name?
Francis Baumgartner is my name.
Okay, thank you for that. Can I please just get you to verify your shipping address for me for security purposes?
529 Country Club Road, York, Pennsylvania.
Okay, give me one moment while I review your account. All right, so I did see where you did place the order for the Vibe watch. You paid the shipping for $5.97, and you placed the order for the Vibe pod for $29.97 on the 7th of this month. How may I help?
Well, the fact is I did not order the watch, and when it arrived here, I immediately returned it. I don't know how you got my credit card number, because I don't recall ordering a watch. So now it's on my credit card, and I want to know, since I returned it, how do I get it off my credit card bill?
Okay. So you're saying that you returned the watch back to us?
Yes. The
May
day
I
after...
You, what address did you send it back to?
I can't tell you. I don't know. I don't think I even opened it. I put return to sender and sent it out in,
okay,
the,
so
in the mail.
You placed the order for the Vibe watch and the earbuds. So you wanted the earbuds but not the watch?
No, I didn't want anything.
Okay, so you didn't. The order was placed for the Vibe watch. So if you didn't want the Vibe, if you didn't want anything, what I mean, the order was placed.
Well, I don't know who placed the order. I did not.
Okay, so you're saying that you don't know who placed the order. Those charges did come off your card. The order was placed on the 7th of February.
And can you tell where it was placed from?
No, ma'am. I see where it was placed at 11:32 and 12:18 on that day, on the 7th. You paid the shipping. Basically, you paid the shipping for the watch. You paid $5.97, and you paid for the earbud, which was $29.97. You entered the 14-day trial for the watch. So basically, after your 14-day trial ended for the watch, it do bill your account for the full price, which is $69.97.
$59?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have a $59 charge here. I have a $29 charge.
Okay, so the $29.97 charge, that charge is for the pods. And you paid the shipping for the watch for $5.97. Do you see that on the 7th of this month?
But I'm telling you, I did not order this watch.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Okay, thank you.
All right, just let you know I am still here. Just get your account notated shortly. I just get you transferred over. All right, just about to get you transferred over as of right now. I do thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay, you too, Jayla. Thank you.